also going to chat now to an English teacher.
Yes, and history teacher.
And history teacher, which he has a fascinating backstory. We spoke to him through the middle of the year, and we're having him on again in the pre-season. Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you, boys?
We're going very well. First of all, how was Christmas and a bit of the off-season break? Did you get much time, and what did you get up to?
Well, actually, I went back home for a week, and then I went back teaching because I made a bit of money. So I went back teaching for a few weeks. So to finish the year, I went up and was doing some history and English teaching at Redcliffe High. So
what's the reaction when the English teacher walks in and he's played for the Melbourne Storm about 10 weeks earlier?
Yeah, it took a while for the kids to get the hang of it, that that I could do both. They thought I was a dumb footballer for a while, but they eventually started listening to me.
Oh, how good is that?
That's a great story.
Imagine having a professional sportsman just waltz in after playing for the premiership team.
Well,
that year
used to happen in the old days, but not now in the professional age.
Amazing.
It's quite amazing, isn't it? So how difficult a decision was it, Chris, that sort of the end of 2019, I think you sat down with your dad and worked out, are you going to stay teaching or are you going to have one last crack at an NRL career?
Yeah, it was a tough call because, I enjoyed living up on the Sunshine Coast and I had a good job, so it was a bit of a tough call, but I sort of decided that what I enjoyed doing was football, so I was going to give it one last crack if that's the way you want to put it, so I'll just give it a last shot. And luckily for me, it came off, I guess.
So when Craig Bellamy or the Melbourne Storm approach you, what's the conversation like as well? Do they outline a specific role that they want you to play? Do they want versatility? What's the main message from the recruiting team? And how did they first get in touch?
It's sort of a little bit more informal than that because they send blokes back to play with us all the time. So they sort of talk to you and they sort of said that they were interested in me, but then in the off-season, I think you remember that, they weren't sure who was coming back and who was there. So they're obviously trying to sort those things out first. And then they sort of sort out the bottom end last sort of thing. So they were just like, we think you can play footy. And then they sort of gave me a development contract late sort of thing. So they're just looking for people that can that they know can play and can work hard.
And that first game, obviously, you played. Your mum and dad, Mick and Pauline, isn't it, that came down from Ashford. Tell us where Ashford is and how exciting was that for you, for them to come down? And I think they might have even been like the ball retrievers in the crowd in that sense.
Yeah, Mick and Pauline, they're from Ashford. So Ashford, just south of the Queensland border, so inland, like sort of near Gundawindi, is the closest big town you might have heard of.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the club got them down as ball retrievers, so they couldn't fly out of Brisbane. It was cost too much. They had to drive to Sydney, which is an 8-hour drive.
Wow.
And then they flew down to Melbourne. And, of course, at that time we weren't allowed to have crowds, so where the crowds should have been were mum and dad wearing face masks and gloves and cruising around throwing the ball back to the ball boys. Like I said at the time, dad's got dicky knees and can't move, so I'm not sure how he was getting around too well. And mum's half blind, so she was shocked to get there.
Classic.
They got plenty of airtime too.
Oh, they did.
They were on TV a hell of a lot, so they'll be very happy with that.
Well, they were half the crowd, weren't they?
exactly. What in terms of your development over the year with the Storm as well, what have you learnt most in the last sort of 12 months?
Oh, geez, that's tough. I don't know. I sort of just learned all the systems to the point, where you can't forget them. They're sort of burned in the back of your brain. And you come back this year, and someone calls a play, you don't need to scramble and think, what does that mean again? It's all just in the back of your head. And then you've also seen blokes, win a comp now. I guess you're sort of, you're part of that. You know what it takes, and you sort of, you know what levels you've got to reach, and you got those blokes, same blokes training with you now, and you see what they're training like, and if you can keep up with them, then. You're close enough.
It's a pretty interesting time over the Christmas break because we all like to stuff our faces with a bit of food, and especially in the new year, we like to celebrate a little bit as well. As an athlete who is constantly over 100 kilos, are you able to eat whatever you want through this period? Or I'm interested in your diet. Do you get to load up and have 2 weeks off and not think about what you're putting into your body?
So I started training in sort of the end of November. They started sending out running programs and stuff for us, so we had started training. And then we sort of, during Christmas, my general approach is to train a heap, so I try and keep running. Mm-hmm. And then I give myself, I sort of eat what I want. So I put on a bit of weight, but I'm not going to shut myself off from a good feed that mum's cooked in order to, come back slightly less fat on me. I'll do the hard work later to get rid of it because mum's a real good cook.
Oh, fantastic. Now, two words I want to ask. Have they been mentioned at training? Cameron Smith.
Cameron Smith, he's always talked about around here. I'm still not exactly sure where he is, so I'm not sure what the go is there. Not up to my pay grade to be able to tell you where he is, but whatever he wants to do, it's his decision, isn't it? He's been a great player for so long, so it's up to him.
Well, absolutely.
Answered. Well answered, I reckon that. Now, Gundawindi was the home of Gunsin, the famous racehorse Gunsin.
Yeah.
Tell us about that in terms of Ashford. Did you have to, were you up there and did you have to get out in terms of a border situation? Did you have a rush to get to Queensland or to get back to Melbourne from out of New South Wales? Was there a situation like that?
Yeah, I was actually having a few beers at the local club, and then Frank Panisi called me and said, you got to get out of New South Wales before midnight. So that was on New Year's.
Oh, wow.
So I just went home and I snuck across the border into Texas and slept in the back of a car.
You slept in the back of the car?
Yeah. Oh, so I couldn't be bothered. I only got over there at like 11 o'clock at night, so I needed to have a nap. So I pulled up and had a sleep on a mattress and then off I went.
What did you pack?
Everything. Everything was there. I was already packed because I was meant to leave the next day anyway, so I was sort of all organised. It was just a real rough sleep, that was all.
And where did you fly out of after that, back to Melbourne?
Yeah, I flew out of Brisbane back into Melbourne,
I had to drive up. What an amazing story. I tell you what, your story gets better and better every time we talk to you, Chris. All the best with the rest of pre-season. How's it been tracking so far? Have you been through any of those, dreaded camps that we hear a lot about at the Melbourne Storm, or are they coming a little later on in the pre-season?
We haven't got IDQs up. It's usually before Christmas, so yep. I'm glad. I think that one's done. I'm pretty happy about that. And we've got Geelong next week. So Geelong, we go down there, sort of an intense training week sort of thing. So,
all right.
It's been pretty full on now, but it's going to step up a bit down in Geelong, so I'm not looking forward to that either.
All the best for the next couple of weeks and heading towards round one. We're very much looking forward to seeing the Storm back at Amy Park as well, and hopefully your parents can get down and fulfil some more ball boy duties if they need to as well. Chris, yeah, thanks for your time.
If they're ball boy, we're in trouble.
Good on you, Chris.
All right, so thank you.
Chris.